Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaari magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Ito ang mga kwentong bumuo ng ating nakaraan. Mga kwentong unang narinig sa mga liblib na lugar o sa mga pinakatagong bulong-bulungan. Dito ay pag-uusapan natin ang mga kwentong kababalaghan at misteryo na humalo sa kultura, kasaysayan at kamalayan nating mga Pilipino. Ang ating campsite ay isang safe space at bukas para sa lahat ng mga gustong makinig o kahit gusto mo lamang tumahimik at magpahinga. Ako si Earl, ang inyong pong campmaster. At ito ang Philippine Camper Stories. Tuloy po kayo sa isa na namang gabi ng Philippine Camper Stories. Kumusta ka na? Sana ay napapakinggan mo ang episode nito sa maayos na kalagayan. Kung ito man ang una mong beses na makinig sa ating podcast o isa ka sa mga regular campers na nakikinig kada episode pero hindi pa naka-follow, ay hinihiling ko na sana i-follow mo na ang Philippine Camper Stories podcast sa Spotify at kung magustuhan mo naman ang episode at ang show na ito ay bigyan mo naman ako ng 5-star rating. Importante ito para sa mga shows na gaya ng Philippine Camper Stories para mas lumawak pa ang audience reach natin at mas marami pang makapakinig ng ating programa. Mas maraming makakapakinig sa atin ay mas maraming support ang makukuha natin para mas magtagal pa ang ating podcast. We are at week 3 of our month-long anniversary celebration. If nagugustuhan mo ang mga episodes natin lately, tag mo naman ang show kapag nag-post ka para I know how I'm doing sa ating mga episodes. If you think I'm doing well and you want to show your appreciation, you can always show support by joining our Patreon for only $3 per month or PayPal and GCash. Yung mga link and accounts will be in our episode show notes. Thank you in advance, campers! Miércoles Muertes are all about true crime stories every Wednesday for this month. Tonight, I have invited a fellow podcaster, but interestingly, ang podcast niya ay offshoot from his TikTok videos, which has been giving us true crime and murder stories in the Philippines. Huwag na nating patagalin pa. Let's call on our guest, EJ Romano of Puzzled Pursuits.
Hello, hello. Good evening, Earl. Thank you for inviting me here. Of course, good evening to all the fans and listeners, avid listeners of Philippine Campfire Stories. Earl, thank you very much and good evening for inviting me here. This is EJ Romano, Puzzled Pursuits in Podcast Spotify. Also, I have TikTok and Facebook, which is also EJ Romano. You can follow me there.
Ah, so EJ Romano yung channel mo sa TikTok.
Yes, yes, it's EJ right. Romano.
Nako, wala pa yung Puzzled Pursuits. Ayan, sige. Napag-usapan na lang din naman natin. No? Kasi I was looking at content creators about true crime sa Philippines. Or mga Filipino content creators na gumagawa ng true crime and murder stories. And napakarami sa TikTok din eh, napansin ko. Pero nung tumuwid ako sa podcast, walang masyado na galing sa TikTok. And I saw your page and I see that you are also featured sa Spotify. Sa Fresh Finds yata yun.
Fresh Finds, yeah.
Ayan. So, bago lang yung podcast ba? Paano ba to? Kailan ba nagsimula ang Puzzled Pursuits?
Yeah, well, actually, of course, it all started with TikTok. So I've created some contents prior to true crime, arriving to true crime. I'm doing food and all travels. And, you know, the first one, the murder crime stories that I have tackled with is, I don't know if you you know John Matthew Salilig. It was regarding the hazing victim here in the Philippines last February of this year. But unfortunately, my account got banned after acquiring 24,000 followers. And May or end of April, it got banned. Pero ang naging target, ang naging kakaiba siguro sa akin doon, blow by blow kasi yung update ko eh. So sa isang araw, I have 8 updates, nakaka 20 updates ako. Kung ano yung ibibigay ng balita, pasak ako ng pasak. So, I think nagkaroon ng ganong engagement. And si TikTok, napansin niya. So, they gave me ganong followers. Kasi yung engagement ng tao, ang daming comments eh. Umaabot ng 1,000 comments, 100 comments. And yung parts nung pagtutok ko doon sa mga crime, minsan umaabot ng part 30 hanggang part 20, something like that.
Yung pag nagkakaroon ng update, yung kaso.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And somehow, nung nagkaroon na ng marami na ako na cover na, hanggang sa nagkaroon ako ng bago ulit ngayon, which is yung what you saw also on my TikTok account na 60,000 followers. Bago na kasi yan eh. So, nagkaroon ulit ako dyan ng mga, ganun ulit, pinagpatuloy ko lang kasi parang yun na yung niche na binigay sa akin ni TikTok. And then, sabi ko, may mga nag-comment din kasi na, ano, wala bang buo ito kaysa parang utay-utay namin siya or separate namin siya pakinggan. So naisip ko, kaso wala akong idea, I don't have any idea paano mag-put up ng podcast. And luckily, I think middle of August, someone from Spotify Singapore, podcast partner manager, reached out to me through email. And we discussed, and from there, it sets the motion kung saan na ngayon si Puzzle Pursuits.
That's good, that's good. Okay, so parang produced ba ng Spotify ito or he, ano lang, in collaboration lang ng with the help, ganyan?
With the help of guide of the Spotify Singapore.
Yan, shout out to Spotify Asia kay Phil. Hi Phil. All right, so I have a few questions, no, para naman medyo sa mga hindi nakakakilala kasi relatively bago pa lang pala sa podcasting scene ang Puzzled Pursuits. Although I know na ang dami mo ng listeners, no, sa yung TikTok, tumawid sila sa Spotify, para naman dun sa mga hindi pa nakakakilala ng Puzzled Pursuits podcast, why did you create this podcast?
Mainly number one, because of storytelling, and siguro natural na madaldala ko talaga. I don't know, but when it comes to family gatherings and occasions, kaming magpipinsan, yung flow ng story, mahilig ako magkwento. Parang sila yung naghihintay sa akin ng istorya palagi. So number one is that, and of course the awareness. Mainly because of the awareness, because somehow we need to know eh. Somehow, yung gut instinct natin, parang tinuturo lang minsan na, ay, itong taong to medyo parang kakaiba yung kinikilos or what. Meron na pala tong tendency na makagawa ng ganong crime. So somehow, makikita rin ng mga listeners or viewers yung profile. Sino ba yung mga nakakapag-commit madalas ng ganitong mga crimes? So yun, mainly storytelling and then the awareness.
Ako, parang namang ano yan, nagkakaroon ka na ba ng para ka na ring nagiging investigador na
correct. Yeah, yeah.
Para ka ng ano, para patrol ng bayan, ganyan, kasi
patrol ng bayan.
Nakaano ka ni, nakatuto ka talaga sa mga nangyayari sa paligid mo, no? Tapos pinifeed mo siya sa mga listeners mo or sa mga followers mo, no? Pero itong podcast na ito, ano ba siya? Nakatutok lang ba siya sa mga true crime events? Or are we expecting any other subtopics sa Puzzled Pursuits?
Yeah, that's a great question, Earl. No? Kasi when I started podcast, I was advised by Spotify na we believe that you should follow the niche or you should focus on your niche. But that's why yung aking Facebook and yung aking TikTok, I stayed at EJ Romano, because kung mapapansin mo doon, Earl, nag-aano na rin ako from somehow showbiz issues and then mga viral topics. and mga foreign news also, aside from the crime mm-hmm. story. So hindi lang siya iisa. Okay. Hindi lang siya iisang crime story. So talagang binavariation ko siya.
Okay. So kumbaga yung podcast para talaga doon sa mga ganung genre, yung true crime, murder, and all the strange stories. Pero yung page mo, yung personal page mo na EJ Romano is about everything else or everything else. Under the sun, ganyan.
Mm-hmm. Na talaga maku-curious ka at parang kakaibang istorya.
Okay, all right. Another question for you is, which Philippine murder is the most haunting for you? Since meron ka ng mga na-cover na, and I'm sure mm-hmm. yung sa podcast, tip of the iceberg pa lang yung nakita namin. Yes. Kasi parang ilan pa lang yun, apat pa lang yata yung nakita kong episodes. Yeah. Pero sa TikTok mo, ang dami ng videos. So, among the things that you've already talked about in the past, which Philippine murder is the most haunting for you?
Well, you're right, Earl, no? Lahat naman talaga. Somehow, on time, medyo i-haunt ka talaga niyan. Pero yung pinaka siguro hindi ko makalimutan and ina-haunt talaga ako ever since is the Chong sister murder case, the first episode that I discussed in my podcast. Because, well, initially, that happened 1995. Two years old pa lang ako noon. So hindi ko siya masyadong natutunan or nalaman. Mm-hmm. Pero when it here comes 2018, they release a movie regarding titled Jacqueline Comes Home by the Caparas, by Carlo J. Caparas. And umugong ulit yung balita. So I got curious and binatikos yung movie na yon eh. And then mayroong isang ibinigay na documentary daw regarding that Chong sister murder case also, na mas accurate daw, which is yung I forgot the title, but mm-hmm. Don't Give Up Tomorrow, parang yun yung title.
Okay, alright.
Yes. And so many details, so many information na hindi na alam ng tao kung ano yung totoo, parang lahat conspiracy na ang nangyari. And mas tumuto kasi yung story doon sa mga suspect na parang nakalimutan na yung Chong sisters kung nasaan ba sila talaga hanggang sa ngayon.
Mas na-sensationalize yung mga murders.
The murderers, yeah.
Para dun sa mga hindi pa naririnig kung ano yung crime or yung case na yon ng Chong sisters, pwede mo ba kami bigyan ng parang quick rundown kung what happened in that case? Bakit siya yung parang nag-stick out to you?
Yeah, because it happened 1995. Two sisters, Chong sisters, si Mary Joy and si Jacqueline Chong, and they are a powerful family, rich family in Cebu. And sa gabi ng I think July 1995, naghihintay sila sa isang mall sa Cebu. Kaso inabduct sila ng mga kalalakihan na ito, and then never na sila nakita ulit. A few days, merong nakitang katawan, bangkay, pero during the trial, hindi rin naman na patunayan na si Mary Joy talaga yung nakitang bangkay na yun, kasi it's really gruesome yung nangyari doon sa bangkay na halos hindi na daw makilala. And nagkaroon ng kwento about words? Like rape, torture, ganyan. And hanggang sa ngayon, yung dalawang magkapatid, kung talagang hindi si Mary Joy yung nakitang bangkay, nawawala pa rin sila until now. Pero nagkaroon, dahil ang Chong family ay may kapit noon kay President Erap, tinulungan sila, nag-interfere si President Erap until ma-impeach siya noong 2001. And tumulong din dahil yung number one mastermind, si Paco Larañaga. Larañaga is also a powerful family in Cebu. They are from the Osmeña clan, President Sergio Osmeña. So ito yung kalaban nila naman ng mga Chong, na nagkaroon din ng powerful claim because si Paco Larañaga is half Spanish. So nung nandoon na siya sa death row, naisip ng family na humingi ng tulong sa government ng Spain kasi siya ay citizen ng Spain. Dual citizen kasi si Paco. So hanggang sa nakaalam yung defense, hindi naman nakaalam, siguro parang tumulong sa kanya because that's our citizen na nakadetain sa Pilipinas kahit na hindi naman siya lumaki sa Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Tumulong ang defense minister ng Spain, hanggang sa tumulong din ang hari ng Spain, King of Spain, at tumingin ng tulong kay President Gloria Arroyo that time, 2004. So nagkaroon ng ganun, and nagkaroon na lang ng peace treaty. Hindi natin masabi na yung mga political maneuver na sa likod nung, kasi parang sa administrasyon ng Pilipinas, pwedeng leverage si Paco kung hingi sila ng pabor sa Spain. Yes. Okay. So binigay na lang nila si Paco sa Spain. So until now si Paco ay naka-detained pa rin sa Spain, pero ang setup niya is magtatrabaho siya ng umaga part-time chef, pero uuwi pa rin siya sa kulungan ng gabi.
Wow, okay, ang weird ah. Ang weird nung ano na 'yon, nung twist na 'yon na parang mayroon pang interference galing sa ibang bansa. So, parang hindi ko alam 'yon ah. Thanks for sharing that. Tigil muna sa kwentuhan. Magbabalik ang Philippine Campfire Stories after these reminders.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sa pagbabalik ng Philippine Campfire Stories. Yung mga nakikinig ba sa Puzzle Pursuits and yung sa mga na nakikinig sa TikTok mo, today, ayokong sabihin enjoy, but they don't mind you sharing those gruesome stories because it's also medyo ano yun eh, medyo sensitive yun, di ba, kapag ka nalalaman mo kung ano nangyari dun sa pinatay or yung mga details, yeah. Medyo unsettling yun eh. How are they receiving yung mga ganong detalyes?
You know, Earl, curiously, some are really do really want to know what are the details. Mm-hmm. No, but as much as possible, I don't give some gruesome details pagka nakikinig na sila. But it's part eh. Sometimes kasi yung mga binabanggit ko rin doon sa aking TikTok or sa podcast is available public information. So hindi naman siya parang lingid sa kaalaman ng mga tao. I'll just read it out loud. But I gave warnings. I gave warnings. Okay. Trigger warnings and disclaimer.
That's good. How do the murder crimes from the Philippines differ from the rest of the world? Meron ba tayong kakaibang sa atin na parang based sa mga napapansin mo lang naman?
Papansin ko lang, yeah. Well, actually, it's medyo naano ako dun sa question. Eh, no? Pero fortunately, sa Pilipinas walang serial killer. Or at least I've known one, two, pero hindi siya katulad ng mga Western countries na talagang nagiging... may mga nakakaroon ng citizens or tao na talagang nagiging serial killer. So dito sa atin, somehow ano lang siya, parang case to case basis. Hindi naman siya nagkakaroon ng sunod-sunod para sa ganung gawain.
Okay. Why do you think is that hindi yung pagpatay dito ay hindi in a serial manner?
Well, I've read some article regarding that. Number one daw kasi is maraming chismosa sa Pilipinas. So, parang kumbaga dadaling ka pa lang doon sa bahay at kahinahinala kinikilos mo, pagkukwentuhan ka na. And number two, dikit-dikit ang mga bahay sa atin. Number three, walang basement. Sa mga Western countries daw kasi parang it requires basement sometimes sa mga bahay because of the hurricane or other nature problems sa nature, pero sa Pilipinas wala kasing ganon. So yeah, I think somehow yun yung
walang pagtataguan ganon.
Walang pero, pagtataguan, wala kang pagagawaan ng mga ano-anong
pero ang dami kasing gubat-gubat sa atin eh. Parang yung mga likod bahay parang dun yata nangyayari yung mga crime. Hindi nila kailangan ng basement, no? Pero I feel also na parang yung sa atin Kaya walang serial killers because feeling ko yung parang sa sobrang hirap ng buhay, parang they would come to a point na papatay sila because of the need to survive. Yes. Parang I would like to parang ganun yung take ko, parang papatay sila kasi yung circumstances ng buhay na parang na-push nila to that edge na kailangan nilang pumatay kasi kailangan na nilang mabuhay, or sa hirap ng buhay kung ano-ano na yung nangyaring options or yung mga situation nila, ganyan. Tapos after that, parang ganun, parang hindi siya nagiging katulad. Kasi di ba yung mga serial killers parang nagiging hobby nila, yung they enjoy the hunt, they enjoy the chase,
the thrill,
yun, the thrill of getting to the victim. Parang sa atin kasi wala namang ganun, kasi wala. Parang ang dami pa natin poproblemahin outside yung mga ginagawa natin, like yung may healthcare ka ba pagka kunwari na victim, kung kunwari may nasaktan ka during that particular crime that you're thinking about, mga ganun. Parang I don't know, feeling ko ganun, parang ang dami pang poproblemahin ng isang Pilipino para mag-isip pa na maging serial killer ako today, parang ganun.
Agree with you. Actually, yung isa kong sasabihin din sana, because of the money. Kasi number one, kung sa transportation, parang wala ka namang sasakyan talaga. Mm-hmm. Kung sa mga gamit, bibili ka ba ng set na mga screwdrivers na pang torture or what, saan kakukuha ng pambili? Kung set
uuha ng... ba ng hotel? Kung ng hotel, motel?
Kasi wala naman ngang pera para doon.
Kasi di ba ganun yung mga parang serial killer sa ibang bansa na parang uupa ng hotel, tapos papaligiran nila ng plastic yung buong hotel.
Plastic, yeah.
Di ba ganun yun? Parang,
they will buy some things in...
sa ano ba to? Sa hardware, ganyan. So, parang feeling ko walang resources yung mga Pilipino para sa aksayahin pa. Sa ganun. Anyway, I don't know if the listeners would agree to that, or if the listeners would have any other thoughts about that, let us know. I have another question for you, EJ. Which crime case have you had a hard time discussing? Ito yung parang mga cases na parang medyo nagtitiptoe around ka kasi sobrang lala, sobrang bigat, hindi mo siya mapag-usapan right now. Mm-hmm. Or let's say in the future, or the ones that you've already discussed, pero it took you time to record about it.
Yeah, in general, Earl, no, I have three categories or three classification. Number one, if bata. Number two, kung babae. And number three, kung na-rape or napagsamantalahan. So in general, yun yung mga nahihirapan ako. Like for example, 7 years old siya or 9 years old siya na batang babae, at yun ang nangyari sa kanya. Medyo hindi ko makaya. Naiiyak ako, naluluha ako. I took time to cry sometimes. Pag ganun, hindi ko na rin, sinasantabi ko na lang din muna. Pero kung sa discussion recently sa may podcast episode ko, yung pinaka-recent, yung sa maguwad siblings, yun na yung medyo naluha rin ako after ko mag-recording. I started recording ng 10 p.m. natapos ako ng 6 a.m. ng umaga because of my interest, and talaga nire-research ko siya. And yung pinaka nag-ano sa puso ko, kasi every time na ini-interview yung parents, si Mr. and Mrs. Maguwad, the way they cry, the way they lalo na nung libing nung dalawang anak nila, yun, medyo doon ako nagkaroon ng...
Pwede mo ba kaming bigyan ng... of course, we can go back to your episode in the podcast, pero the listeners of this episode right now, baka naman pwede mong sabihin kung what happened to the Maguwad siblings?
Well, actually, it's parang kahawig siya ng movie na Orphan sa US. I don't know if you're familiar. It's Something Wrong with Esther. So itong Maguwad siblings, the family of Maguwad, they are a professional family. Parehas teacher yung mga parents, isang principal, isang teacher. And then nag-apon sila ng isang babae na 17 years old. Hindi naman nila itinuring na katulong. Actually, pinag-aaral and ginawang kasama sa bahay talaga na parang anak. And then December 10, 2021, yun, naka-receive sila doon sa adopted daughter nila ng message sa GC na meron daw tatlong lalaki na pumasok sa bahay at kinuha yung dalawa niyang kapatid. Pero it turns out pag uwi nung tatay, they were murdered on that house. And ang una akala nila witness si adopted daughter, pero siya pala yung nag-orchestrate nung murder na yon sa magkapatid. Actually very gruesome din yung murder eh. And meron siya kasabwat na isang sakristan, 17 years old din na sakristan ng simbahan. And they were both nakulong sila. Actually, murder case, double murder case. Sorry, hindi pala sila nakulong. Because of the juvenile justice welfare system ng ating bansa, sila ay naka-rehabilitate sa bahay ng bagong pag-asa. Parang ganun. So, hindi sila tinuturing na same as criminals.
Okay. Hala, kamawa naman yung mga anak nung maguwad parents.
Yeah. Dalawa lang yung anak niya. Yun lang dalawang yun ang anak niya. Pinatay pa.
Kaya paano ka nag-decompressed after a very hard topic na katulad niyan, may mga bata na pinaslang? How do you take yourself away from the moment or from the emotion that the story brings you?
Yeah, Earl, actually I'm very somehow religious person, so after I'm done with the podcast story, I offer a prayer, and then to distract myself from it, na parang hindi na siya ulit-ulit sa isip ko, I watch movies like Marvel movies, or yung talagang malayo doon sa kung ano yung kinento, para medyo maano naman ako, ma-decompress doon sa lahat ng na-absorb ko na details regarding the case. Kasi talagang it was hours of research eh. Somehow binabasa ko rin yung mga court decision para accurate, kasi mas accurate kasi yung mga nasa letters ng korte kaysa sa mga napapanood natin sa balita.
Is that available online?
Yeah, some cases are available online on their pages, and sometimes it was uploaded to mga parang law firm. May mga law firm website din na pinopost din nila yung mga parang nagkakaroon ng digest, case digest regarding dun sa mga cases.
Oh, okay, all right. I actually have one last question. How do you feel knowing, and this is from one of our listeners, how do you feel knowing that there is a following in this genre? Na yung merong mga tao na nag-enjoy na makinig ng mga gantong klaseng content na nagdi-discuss about graphic descriptions ng mga crimes, yung mga kung paano sila pinatay. Hindi ka ba natatakot na you're kind of fueling them and into the idea na baka, you know, alam mo yun, na parang baka makakuha ko ng clue dito kay EJ kung paano ko gagawin ng perfect crime?
Yeah, actually, well, number one, there is no such thing as perfect crime. Sabi nila ha, well, actually, may mga ibang nahuhuli dahil lang sa maliliit na piraso ng papel. Pero, ang ano ko lang dyan is somehow nakaka-disturb din, no, na merong nakikinig. But I believe yung mga nakikinig naman sa ganito is it's just parang pampalipas oras siguro. Kasi hindi siya, you know, ako naniniwala ako na for you to commit a crime, it is days of, you know, bottling up emotions, trauma from the past, from your childhood, na siguro kung makakapakinig siya at pag-aaralan niya ito, parang siya na yun eh. Hindi natin talaga mapipigilan sa lahat. Kasi, I mean, all those information are available sa social media, sa mga news channels, sa mga bababasahin sa website. Diba? So, somehow, nakaka-disturb din. Pero, well, share ko lang din, Earl, no, na based on studies, ang mga babae ang pinaka nakikinig ng mga crime stories because they feel some relaxation. Parang nawawala daw ang anxiety when they are listening to crime stories. Number one, because of nandoon yung parang feel na, hay, salamat, safe ako. Hindi sa akin nangyari. Hindi sa family ko nangyari. At sana, hindi sa family ko nangyari. And somehow, syempre yung mga, well, based on ano lang to ha, based on the demographics, yung mga girls kasi yung mas curious as to what, when, where, how did it happen, ano ang background nung ano. Parang sila yung mas nag-uusisa kung ano yung mga details behind.
Okay. Ayan. Plus also, yun nga, parang additional precaution sa mga ladies na, sa mga females na nakikinig ng ganyang klaseng content na parang since mas madalas talagang sila yung tinatarget ng mga hindi mga masamang loob. So,
correct.
Na rin yung parang at least kung nakikinig sila, they would have an idea kung paano ba iiwasan na mapunta sa ganung sitwasyon, di ba?
Yeah.
Ayan. If you don't mind sharing, no, kung hindi ka pa nagpa-podcast or di ka pa nagte-TikTok, anong mga klaseng podcast yung pinapakinggan mo?
Actually, same.
Like, can you name one of them or some of them?
The yung
mga naging parang idol mo, ganyan, or gano'n. You know what I mean?
Yeah, actually, PH True Crime Stories, I think I've heard some of their podcasts. But kasi talagang hindi pa ako masyadong ano sa podcast nung time na yun eh. Wala akong idea. So mainly on the mainstream, ako nakakapanood, sinusundan. Like yung mga Netflix series or Netflix documentary. Yan yung mga mas napanood ko or napakinggan ko noon.
Okay, alright. Ayan eh.
Pero sa podcast,
now,
talagang crime stories ang aking tsaka horror. Yung mga totoong kwento ng tao na nasa horror stories.
Oh. Ayan, ang dami niya no, nagkalat yung mga ganyang klaseng content eh. And now you're one of them. Papakinggan ng mga tao, mga listeners na kung gusto nila ng mga stories about true crime and how did the story happen. Nandiyan na ang Puzzled Pursuit. Isa na siyang additional option para sa mga katulad ng mga nakikinig na ng Philippine Camper Stories. So if you don't mind, baka naman pwede mo kaming imbitahan kung saan ka namin mapapakinggan.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Earl. And to all the listeners of Philippine Campfire Stories, you can search my podcast here in Spotify. That's Puzzled Pursuits. And if you want to also check out my TikTok account and Facebook account, that's EJ Romano. You can search that. And hopefully you will, I don't want to say enjoy. That's a weird thing to say. But of course, we are sharing some same curiosity. Yun na lang, curiosity.
Yes, oo, sana. Huwag kayo mag-enjoy din sa mga stories ng mga napas lang. Ano na lang, siguro precautionary, ganyan. Maybe offer a prayer if you're into that para dun sa mga nawala na dunk in a manner na hindi maganda. No? So, ayun, maraming salamat sa iyo, EJ.
Maraming salamat.
And hopefully you have more listeners coming into your way. And I know that your podcast is going great. It's on a good start. So I'm sure na marami pa tayong mapapakinggan sa Puzzled Pursuits going into the future. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Earl. Also Earl and Philippine Campfire Stories.
All right. Thank you so much, EJ. Have a great day.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye. Listening to true crime podcasts can be very entertaining, lalo na pag pinagsama-sama ang mga topics involving mystery, drama, and the primal fear of death all directly into your ears. If you want to check out EJ's podcast and TikTok channel, you may check the episode's show notes on where to catch the Puzzled Pursuit podcast. The video version of our episode is also available in Patreon para sa mga naghahanap ng extra content for just $3 a month. Thank you, EJ, for gracing this episode. Dito na po nagtatapos ang ating kwento. Pagkatapos ng episode na ito ay pwede kang sumali sa kwentuhan by going to Spotify Q&A portion ng episode na ito. Doon, nagsashare kami ng mga kasama nating campers ng kani-kanilang mga thoughts about the episode. Just remember to be kind whenever you share your thoughts dahil ang podcast na ito ay mananatiling safe space for everyone. Kung gusto mo naman supportahan ang show by giving monetary tips, you can do that by joining our Patreon and Ko-fi. Yan yung mga sites kung saan naglalagay ako ng mga extra content for the podcast listeners when I can. Kung may access ka naman via PayPal or GCash and you feel like gusto mo akong ilibre ng kape to help me create these episodes, ay pwedeng-pwede mong gawin yan by checking our PayPal and GCash accounts sa episode's show notes. Pumunta ka lang sa Spotify and click on the description of the episode at makikita mo lahat ng link na kailangan mo. At panghuli, kung may kwento ka naman na gusto mong ibahagi sa ating camp, ay pwede mong isend yan sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. At babasahin natin yan sa mga susunod na San Telmo Society Radio episodes. Muli, maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Magkita na lang tayo sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, at ito ang Philippine Campfire Stories.
This podcast may be based on true events, with names, characters, and incidents that are either products of the creator's imagination or used fictitiously. Any similarity to real individuals or events is coincidental.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.